Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q3 FY23 earnings conference call of Aegis Logistics Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there'll be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Ritika Savant from Orient Capital. Thank you, and over to you, Ms. Savant.
Welcome to the Q3 and nine-month FY23 earnings conference call of Aegis Logistics Limited. Today on this call we have Mr. Raj Singaria, Chairman and Managing Director, and Mr. Murad Moledina, Chief Financial Officer. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations as of today. Actual results may differ materially. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. A detailed safe harbor statement is given on page number 2 of the company's investor presentation, which has been uploaded on the stock exchange as well as company's website. With this, I hand over the call to Mr. Raj Singaria for his opening remark. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, and good afternoon. I'm joined by our Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Murad Moledina, and we will be presenting the FY22-23 third quarter results, as well as the outlook for the FY22, the rest of FY22-23 and various business updates. While we strive to, you know, deliver good financial performance, which of course I will turn to shortly, let me start by reminding everyone that our vision at Aegis is to be the leading provider of logistics and supply chain services to India's oil, gas, and chemical industry, which carries with it a duty of care and responsibility to environmental sustainability. I'm really proud to state that every new terminal that we have built, whether it be liquid or gas, has improved on energy efficiency and environmental sustainability through better engineering and design, including the new Kandla LPG terminal. This will be the case as we expand further, you know, further expand our footprint around the coastline of India and indeed inland as well. Now turning to our third quarter financial results, I'd like to refer you to my concluding remarks on November the 10th at the last earnings call, November the 10th, 2022, when we presented our Q2 results, where I stated that we had good visibility for the balance of the year and that we were confident that we are going to have an excellent year. I'm pleased to report that our third quarter performance indicates that that confidence was indeed justified. The revenues during the third quarter increased to 2,087 crores versus 1,214 crores during the year-on-year, primarily as a result of higher sourcing volumes. Normalized EBITDA for the group increased to 239 crores in the third quarter versus 159 crores in the previous year, a rise of 50% over the previous year and a lifetime high. Profit before tax rose to 173 crores as compared to 132 crores year-on-year, representing a 31% rise over the same period last year. The profit after tax for the group was 142 crores versus 109 crores for the same quarter last year. That's a rise of 31%. The second half of the financial year is off to a good start, and generally speaking, H2 is stronger than H1, and we therefore believe that this sets us up for robust profits growth during the rest of this fiscal year. In summary, FY22-23 is tracking well to deliver another strong performance to build further on the profits growth that we saw in FY21-22. For a more detailed sort of understanding of the underlying segment numbers and financial details, I'd now like to hand over to Mr. Murad Moledina, our Chief Financial Officer, can I just hand it over to you?
Yeah, thank you. So now to take you through the segment results, we'll first take up Liquid Terminals division. The revenues for Q3 FY23 were rupees 114 crores, again a lifetime high, versus 68 crores year on year. That is an increase of 68%. The EBITDA for Liquid Terminal for this quarter rose to 77 crore versus 46 crores in the previous year, which is again an increase of 66%. Now coming to Gas Terminal segment, revenues were 1,973 crores for Q3 versus 1,146 crores year on year. The EBITDA for gas division was 163 crore for this quarter versus 113 crore year on year, again a rise of 45%. We continue to see growth for gas division with sourcing, throughput and distribution volumes improving. Let me now take you through volume analysis of gas division. Starting with throughput volumes, the LPG volumes for the quarter handled at all our four terminals, Mumbai, Haldia, Kandla and Pipava, were 9.88 lakh metric tons versus 7.53 lakh metric tons year on year, an increase of 31%. The company had good volumes at Mumbai as well, as it continues to operate at full capacity with IOC, HPCL and BPCL all bringing imports at Mumbai. The LPG gantry at Pipava continues to perform well and is delivering considerable cost savings to our customers, which is again driving improved volumes at Pipava. Kandla and Haldia too performed well. The bulk industrial segment delivered 1.32 lakh metric tons in Q3 versus 0.3 metric tons year on year, representing a 433% growth over the previous year and a lifetime high, and margins also improved. With Kandla LPG terminal operationally stabilized, we believe that the distribution business will continue to register impressive growth. The commercial and domestic cylinder segment, which sells to hotels, restaurants and small-scale industries under the Pure Gas brand and to the domestic household segment under the Chota Sikandar brand, were higher with Q3 sales of 19,143 metric tons versus 6,414 metric tons year-on-year, registering a 198% increase. Auto gas sales were a tad lower at 5,061 metric tons in Q3 versus 5,961 tons a year earlier. Margins, though, remained stable and healthy. The sales volume of sourcing business was 1,99,622 metric tons versus 1,25,858 metric tons year-on-year. With that, I complete my segment analysis, and with that, I would now like to hand over back to Mr. Rajchandran.
Okay, thanks, Murat. Now, let me just turn to the business update for the quarter and the outlook for the rest of the year, and a quick update on the capital expenditure plan. So during the year, the Pipava port had completed its work on making the LPG jetty compliant for handling VLGCs, with commissioning now expected once the permits have finally been received. I understand that's underway, which will further improve the competitiveness of Pipava as an LPG logistics hub. Work on the IHBL pipeline, that's the on the KGPL LPG pipeline, to which, if I can remind everyone, both Kandla and Pipava will be connected, that work continues. All of these key developments are positioning both our Kandla and Pipava terminals to be the leading gateways for feeding the key LPG pipelines of India going north and into central India. The outlook for the second half of this year, we're already into one quarter and one more quarter left. Both liquids and gas segments continue to perform well, and it is our expectation that this year's profits will continue to grow robustly. We expect our liquid business, with its leading position in the key ports of India, to perform well for the rest of the year, especially in light of the good economic growth in the country. And this applies to the LPG.
Sorry to interrupt you. We lost your audio over here.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm just saying that both the gas and liquids segments continue to perform well, and it is our expectation that this year's profits will continue to grow robustly. We expect our liquids business, with its leading position in the key ports of India, to perform well for the rest of the year, especially in light of the good economic growth in the country. And this applies to the LPG segment as well. And as I've said in previous earnings calls, we are confident that the distribution business is going to flourish and add to our base throughput business. As far as new projects are concerned, I'm pleased to confirm that the project work has now commenced full swing on the expansion projects announced last year. We expect an additional liquids capacity of 50,000 cubic meters to be fully commissioned by the end of this financial year, and we'll continue to give updates in the ensuing quarters as and when the projects progress. As far as our Aegis Vopak joint venture is concerned, as informed previously, the joint venture achieved a successful closure and is performing well in line with expectations. We are constantly evaluating new business opportunities and proposals, and are confident that the combination of our strengths will lead to some interesting projects in the future. So that concludes our formal presentation, and we can now take questions from the audience. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Degan Harya from Green Edge Wealth. Please go ahead.
Good to see the volume uptick, sustain and even grow. So my first question is we have put a macro slide where we are trying to project the demand scenario for LPG by 2035. So in that slide, I see that, we have kept the domestic production of LPG more or less at the same level as this today. So what is it that you are seeing that domestic LPG production will not increase in any meaningful way in the next 10 years also? If you can just elaborate the reason, that will just help us understand the macro dynamics better.
I'm sorry, but we lost your audio. Your voice is not coming very clear.
Am I audible now?
Yeah, go ahead. I think we
more or
less understood.
So my question was that, what makes us think that for the next 10 years the domestic production of LPG is going to remain very negligible and the imports will be the bigger contributor to sustaining the LPG demand?
The LPG is produced from two main sources. One is from refining, oil refining, and number two is from natural gas fields as a byproduct when you extract natural gas. Our contention is that no new major refineries are going to be built in India, in light of the changing scenario of, the move away slowly from fossil fuels. A refinery is a very large investment and, normally it has a time horizon of 30, 40 years, possibly even 50 years. And while, the existing refineries may get small bottlenecks.
Sorry to interrupt, but there's a lot of airy sound coming from the line, sir.
Can you hear us?
Sir, one moment. Let me disconnect and reconnect the line. Participants, please stay connected while we rejoin the management back to the... Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your patience. We have the line for the management reconnected. Sir, you may go ahead.
Yeah, so the question was on why we expect domestic LPG production to remain fairly static. I would say, I was answering that basically LPG comes from two sources. One is refining from a refinery, and number two from a natural gas field when you're extracting natural gas. In the case of refineries, we believe that there are no new major refineries being built. And in fact, other than small debottlenecking that is going on in the existing India refineries, no new capacity is coming on stream. Furthermore, a number of the important refineries in India, for example, the Patinda refinery in the north, the Ara refinery, will be converting their LPG production into higher value petrochemicals. So, in fact, there will be a decrease in the supply of LPG for domestic fuel. And that goes behind our reason why we feel that LPG production in India will be static.
Okay, thank you so much for this evening. The second is, last time you updated that, on the macro front, there is, LPG surplus in the world because the rich countries are not really wanting LPG. They want the natural gas. Does that macro situation still continue where LPG is abundantly available, much cheaper? And, for us, we can replicate success stories like the one we had in Gujarat elsewhere also. The more we like session.
The line was a little muffled, but if your question is on the supply side of LPG, the global supply scenario, we at the moment don't appear to see a huge problem in the international supply of LPG. Indeed, I think you alluded to the fact that LPG in foreign countries, natural gas is more in demand than LPG, and that is in fact correct, that LPG comes out from natural gas fields and natural gas is in big demand, so LPG automatically will come out. We don't see a major problem in the supply of the global supply of LPG.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Last question is on the on the distribution part of our business. So what we saw in Morbi last quarter, like increased volumes, you can just give some light on, could we get more customers there? Did customers start taking more and more gas every month?
Your voice is not coming clear at all.
I think I'll join back.
Yeah, perhaps we can move to another another question and then come back to your question.
Sure, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Priyankar Biswas from Nomura. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yes. So on the Morbi question, so we have seen a very significant distribution volume growth. But what we are hearing of late is that probably Gujarat Gas is effectively cutting their prices sometime from March. And then again, the propane prices are also moving up. So can you just explain the dynamics, how the supply situation works here? And what can be the volume outlook for distribution on that basis for maybe even FY24?
Can I answer that? Morbi pricing and Gujarat gas, they have already come, I would rather say, bottomed out. If you look at their prices currently, is 48 SCM per cubic meters. And if you convert that, that price, because India for NG is also tied up with Qatar, where for 25 years you have to take supply from Qatar, which is linked to crude, and that is 12.66% of the crude price plus 0.60. So that's the kind of agreement which somehow limits them because their cost is such So there 48 SCM is a bottomed price which propane can compete very easily. In fact, till this month, January, we were cheaper by around 15%, 10 to 15% than the NG bottomed out price. Now, if your other question was the distribution volumes going forward, we believe Morbi is just one of the markets. There is another market just nearby called Himmatnagar in Gujarat, and then so on so forth. We are pitching at various industrial clusters where we see a lot of opportunity for propane as a fuel. We believe that it's you know, clean fuel versus dirty fuel. So, you know, those corners oil, diesel, all of those you know, have to be replaced. At what speed, how soon, is only time will tell. So the market is huge, we believe. This is apart from the 7% 10% growth in demand on account of cooking gas. So this is going to be a top up where laws, where agencies, they are going to come on hard. This budget itself has actually risen the coal duty by 150% from, I think, 1% to 2.5%. So these things are going to help a lot in the conversion of both NG and propane are going to benefit out of that. These are the clean fuel. And we are definitely very bullish on distribution business going forward. Can you imagine the whole of last year we had done 150,000 tons and now we are doing that a quarter. So that's the kind of growth we have seen this year. Of course, we may not be able to repeat the 4x growth year on year, but definitely a very healthy growth is there, which we believe is going to happen.
So at least next year on a quarterly basis, can we do a run rate of 120 to 150 broadly, so around this level?
I think distribution, we have always said 30 to 40% growth year on year is what is normal. Now, if such kind of step-ups come where, you know, industrial clusters convert. Now, if you look at Morbi, I think 70-80% of them have converted to propane. So if those kind of step-ups happen, they would be over and above the healthy 30-40% growth which we always believe distribution will give year on year.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think while we remain
sustainable, right?
Yeah, we remain quite bullish.
Yes, absolutely. This presently, whatever has increased, looks to be sustainable.
Yeah, we remain quite bullish, but I would just reiterate what Murad said, that, you know, we can't just extrapolate 400% going forward every quarter, obviously. But we think there is a sustainability to this momentum that has taken place as far as the industrial distribution side.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sir, now my next question is, you had mentioned that there was the volumes in Pipavav witnessing traction, and the VLGC jetty has just got commissioned. Is that what I heard from you? So does this mean that going forward we should be doing broadly sustainably over 1 million tons every quarter and in logistics volumes, give and take a few?
I think the 988,000 tons which have happened in this quarter, a million should be a safe bet going forward per quarter.
Okay. I'm just squeezing in a last question. So you had mentioned in the presentation that some large land was acquired in Bangalore and that there was a land acquisition at Haldia as well. So what are the capex, so what are the kind of facilities that you are trying to put up there, so Bangalore and Haldia?
We have already mentioned in past that what we are going to execute is 100,000 metric ton of gas and 175,000 CBM of liquid facilities new at Haldia, Mangalore and Pipavav. So this land parcels are at Haldia and Mangalore are where these facilities are going to come up. These are going to be executed at an aggregate cost of 1,250 crores as announced earlier.
Okay, okay. So well understood. So that was all the questions I had.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, you must press star and one to ask the question. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. The next question is from the line of Lavanya from UBS Group. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity, sir, and congrats on the good set of numbers. So I just wanted to understand the capacity that you have highlighted now. Out of that, how much will be coming in the near term, like FY24? And if you can help the split between the gas and liquid capacity that is going to come.
Lavanya, we are yet working on the same. What we have come out and said is that 50,000 CBM of liquid capacity is going to be commissioned in FY23 itself. So that is how far we can go as yet. But in the ensuing quarters, as and when things like permits, etc. are finalized, design is finalized, then we will come out with some more specific data on what is going to come up where and in what time horizon. But what we have said is that in 24 months, when we announced last time, these facilities would be up and commissioned.
Okay, got it. So this liquid facility is in which location, sir?
Liquid is in Haldia, which is going to be commissioned by March 23.
Okay, got it. And on the distribution volume, I just wanted to check, what is the contribution of this only Morbi segment in this 160 ton, which I mean kilo ton we have made?
We do not give that. It is quite sensitive.
Confident.
So we do not give that. Number.
Okay. So I just wanted to check on the sustainability because with Gujarat Gas cutting down its prices and if both propane and the LG is at a similar level, so despite the conversion of the units to propane, they'll still be able to use natural gas if my understanding is right. Right?
Yes, but the price which you are comparing, where you are saying it is same as propane, is a price where for NG you have to commit for 3 months. And month on month, the price of propane is expected to go down with the winter receding. So we still are very competitive in that sense. And it will keep selling, hopefully.
Okay, got it. So any seasonality in this pricing, so there is some seasonality in the price difference which usually natural gas and propane has, right, sir? So what is the, can you help us understand that?
Yeah, I mean, there's always seasonality, obviously, there is a winter heating season in the northern hemisphere. So prices are always a little more elevated leading up to the winter and then start receding as the winter progresses. And as we enter spring, generally prices come down. So it's not absolutely clear cut, but there is an element of seasonality.
Okay. Got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Himanshu Yadav from Nuvama Wealth. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. First question in continuation with, Morbi, what I understand is, I mean, you're saying that we have a good fighting chance given the past situation and how it will pan out. So would it be fair to assume that quarter-on-quarter basis we'll be able to continue at a similar rate, or do you see some normalization happening in the next quarter or the coming year? I understand you don't want to, spell out numbers, but we wanted to get an understanding from the point that there should not be, big negative surprises in the quarter. I mean, the way you see that trend, I understand there's a big opportunity, but, I mean, such healthy volumes in Q3? I mean, do you think this run rate would kind of continue in Q4 and in FY24? That's first question.
As I mentioned earlier, I don't think one should extrapolate fully just from Q3 that is going to be, you know, a huge 100% or what is it? How many percent? 400% increase every quarter, clearly. But
I think what you are trying to say is that the volumes which we have achieved in Q3 is sustainable. The answer to that is we believe it is. Like we have said earlier, it is not just Morbi. The distribution sales do not all of that, you know, all of it is from Morbi. There are areas other than Morbi where we sell, and we expect the areas to expand. Like we have said, the more and more industrial clusters, as the law will tighten and as NGT will come on hard, like it did on Morbi. Morbi was actually forced into the conversion to clean fuel. So that is how I think we think that more and more industrial clusters will come. So to answer your this, we feel that whatever volumes have been achieved are sustainable and will have a healthy growth rate, which we have just said earlier.
Right. As the second question, the 50,000 cubic meter capacity which you are getting will come by FY23. How should one think in terms of the economics of that facility and the ramp up over say 2 to 3 years? Will it be the usual way which liquid you know facility you know has been done in the past and should be at similar economics?
I think liquids generally speaking, I would confidently say that it's basically been sold out already, it's a pretty simple business model that we have. So you can assume more or less 90 to 100% capacity utilization in FY24 for that 50,000 cubic meters.
Right. This is very helpful. And the last question is on the two new terminals, Antwerp and the CR and Tumbler. So how are utilizations and margins looking over there? I mean, last call you mentioned that they were operating at a slightly lower base as, I mean, they have recently come under our, you know, operation. So they'll take some time to reach the efficiency levels which other terminals are showing. So some color on utilization and margins for those two terminals.
Yeah, so I think we lost you some time back. So are you referring to Friends terminal which we have acquired?
Sir, Friends and CRL Kandla, I want
Friends
to know.
Friends and CRL Kandla, yeah, they are doing well. And they are progressing as we would have wished for. So it's healthy growth out there for both the terminals.
Right. And so Kandla LPG terminal, we are just doing distribution volumes as of now, right? There is no offtake by the PSUs as of now.
Yes, I think in this quarter, oil companies have also started throughputting at Kandla terminal.
Okay, sir. That's helpful. Thank you. That is it from my end.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. The next question is from the line of Chirag from Bodhrani Group. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Just wanted to know, so when is this liquid facility coming up?
Haldia.
Haldia. Any sense on profitability or something? Will it be similar or better than the erstwhile capacity?
Similar. Similar to what we have as an average realization. So, you know, you just have to add the capacity to our existing 1.6 million and the rates would be as we have always guided, you know, the average.
Got it. Okay, so thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask the question. The next question is from the line of Parth Kotak from Alpha Plus Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my question and congratulations for a great set of numbers. I think you alluded towards the capex of 1250 crores. Capacities that we are talking about, is the understanding correct that the return on these capacities would be, say, mid to low or high single digits?
Are you talking about return on capital employed?
Yes, that's correct.
We see these new capex, as we have said earlier, will be geared at 0.6. So the cost of debt is lower, post-tax 5%. That would actually put the return on capital double digit, not single digit.
Okay, okay, fair enough. And also, if you could help me with the current debt and cash position for the standalone entity and the consolidated.
Standalone is not at all the right way to look at it, but on consolidated level, we are having net debt negative. So we still have 1200 crore as cash on hand, and the debts have actually fallen down to somewhere around 650 crores for December end.
Sure, sure. That's helpful. And lastly, sir, when do you expect these 175 kiloliters and 100,000 metric tons of gas capacity to be on stream?
We have said 24 months, right?
Okay, perfect, perfect. That's it from my side. Thank you for taking my questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Suman from Techfin Consultants. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah.
I want to go to the green energy side. How about your hydro? How do you foresee your hydrogen thing coming in? What kind of turnover you expect, and when? What kind of market size you expect when it starts?
Yeah, I think, look, green energy is something that is definitely on our horizon. We are exploring, of course, with our joint venture partners, Vopak, how to move into green energy. In fact, we were in Europe last September, touring all their facilities and all their initiatives on green energy, whether it be hydrogen, ammonia, and so on. And I can confidently say that we are, at least as far as ammonia is concerned, it's definitely on our horizon, on our radar. And we are quite confident that at some point we will be announcing a couple of ammonia projects. Hydrogen, ammonia is like a hydrogen carrier. It's the ability to move hydrogen, which is a very complex and difficult molecule. It's better to do it with ammonia in the form of NH3, and then use it as hydrogen, and so on. So it's a bit of a technical issue, but so if your question is Aegis looking at green energy? Absolutely, we are looking at green energy. But remember that we're not in the business of producing green energy. We're in the business of facilitating the storage and transportation of that of green energy, and in whatever shape or form it comes. So that, I think, that's what I'd like to convey on green energy.
Do we expect some kind of business to emanate in the next financial year?
No. In the next financial year, in 23-24?
Yeah.
Quite possible we'll have an announcement. Whether we will, we won't be in a position to commission anything, but we will have announcements.
Okay. And any indication, are there some more players who are planning to enter this field?
You mean the field of energy, green energy?
Green energy, yeah.
Well, I think Adani Group has made major announcements. I think they're going to invest $75 billion in green energy. And producing green energy and so on. So I know they are a very serious and credible player. Of course, Reliance also has indicated. So these two big groups, have already made major announcements. Now, of course, we are in the logistics space, and anything that anybody does in green energy production, whether it's hydrogen, ammonia, or any other fuels, will be there to help in terms of the logistics. That's what our business is.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Priyankar Biswas from Nomura Financial. Please go ahead.
Thanks again for the opportunity.
This question is in relation to Kandla. Last time I recall that you were highlighting that probably in December you would be seeing the first LPG ship docking at the Kandla, I mean, from a logistics standpoint of view. So has that taken place, the first LPG shipment by the OMCs?
Yes, and absolutely, it has happened.
And can you give us some volume trajectory for FY24-25, like what sort of ramp up you see at Kandla?
I think that is a difficult question. We always try our best to see that there is a maximum growth. But yes, Kandla and Pipavav will see most of the growth because Mumbai, as you know, is already reached its maximum limits. And Haldia, you know, the natural growth is going to continue. So all the, healthy growth, which one can say, will come from the Gujarat two terminals, Pipavav as well as Kandla. Kandla, because of national oil companies stepping in and starting their logistics, and Morbi continuing, and the pipeline connections which are going to happen in Kandla, and Pipavav because of the rail gantry, because of the VLGC compliant jetty, because of the pipeline connections. So these two are going to drive the growth of logistics the next 3-4 years definitely, and quite a healthy growth should be.
So for the next year, at least the minimum growth that you are relatively confident of. So that was what I wanted to ask.
I think you should whatever run rate we are going to achieve in Q4, I think that run rate, if you multiply by 4 for the next year, should be quite a nice indicator of what is the growth that would happen the next year.
Yeah.
Or you may in all probability take the Q3 one with a little more upside for Q4 and then multiply by it. So 4 million plus is sometime back also we said should be possible in FY24.
Yeah, I think we'll have more visibility as we move towards the end of the year. And I know you'll be there on our annual earnings call in the month of May, and I think we will have a better feel of how the year is shaping out, and we'll probably be able to give you a little better feel at that time.
And these green energy announcements, ideally, when can we expect? Like you said, FY20 was so, is it something like already currently in works, or is it like you are planning to do something in FY20?
Yes, I think we are, the management team is actively involved in discussions with potential users and so on. And so I think probably let's target Q2. As a kind of target Q2, so keep stay tuned.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask the question. The next question is from the line of Dr. Amit Vora from the Homeopathic Clinic. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Go ahead, sir. You're audible.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So as I saw the last quarter, as compared to last quarter, I think the margins are better in the gas and even the liquid sector.
Yes.
So are these kinds of margins sustainable, or you see margins improving a little further more for this financial year and the next financial year?
We have always said the blended margin rate for distribution business would be somewhere around 3,000 rupees. We have done a tad better in Q3. We hope and wish we continue doing that. We're going forward also. But I think safely 3,000 rupees as a margin for distribution blended rate, EBITDA margins are safe to be considered. As far as liquid is concerned, we all our terminals after the completion of JV have stabilized. And therefore, they have come back to the levels which we have always been talking about, which is, 3,000 rupees a year for revenue and 65% EBITDA margins thereon. So that is, I think, somewhere we are close to that. And we expect to remain so.
the maximum that we can see for now?
Yes.
That is the maximum we can see for now.
Yeah, yeah. Then depending on the additional capacities which are going to come in liquid, so you will see a growth on that count also.
Okay. Thank you so much. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Kush Gosarani from Incurrent Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Hope I'm audible.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations for a good set of numbers. I just wanted to ask, what would be the segmentation of the 1250 crore capex between gas and liquid? Has it been decided as of now?
No, the work is still on. So like I said, very soon we'll come up with more details.
Sure, sir. And in terms of just one more question, how much time does it take to jetty to reach an optimal capacity utilization?
Jetty?
Or port, sorry. Mine. So let's say in a Kandla, how much time would it take for us to reach an optimal utilization?
You mean at the terminal? At the terminal.
The LPG terminal is always constructed for long term, so it has to, you know, satisfy the customer's growth and need for 5 to 7 years once it starts. So accordingly, you can safely assume that let's say you start somewhere at 20-25% capacity utilization and grow 15-20% every year thereon, so that you know the 5-7 years of growth trajectory of the customer is taken care of.
Okay, sure. And in terms of then, we will be signing contracts that way, right?
There is nothing like signing. The contracts are always in place to use the terminal, and it depends on the growth the customer has in this business, which is LPG growth, and that is a macro picture which has already been discussed, you know, many times over in past, and also our presentation carries that. So as the LPG demand increases 7-10% overall, and imports, if you look at, is 15%. So that is the kind of growth which translates into your terminal logistics volumes.
And this growth would be increasing because the refining capacity is not increasing in India.
Yes, absolutely.
As the demand grows, right?
Right, yeah, right. Correct. Demand keeps growing and the local production is stagnated.
Okay. Thank you for the opportunity. All the best.
Thanks.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Raj Chandaria for closing comments.
Right. Thank you very much. You know, as I said, we are, of course, pleased to present a good set of results. I would like to say that the management team has performed exceptionally well during this last few months to really deliver a sustainable trajectory for the company. We're really proud of them. And we expect at least to finish off this financial year, 22-23, on a similar high note. And I know a lot of you are eagerly awaiting an update on the outlook for the next year. So please stay tuned. And thank you. With that, I'll close the call. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Aegis Logistics Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.